You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
Welcome to the seventh episode of our 12 Days of Sales Psychology series, where we unpack some of the most intriguing psychological triggers in the world of sales and marketing. If you're joining us for the first time, you're in for a treat. And for our regular listeners, remember, there's a new episode every day leading up to Christmas Eve. Yesterday, we dove into the IKEA effect, and if you missed that, be sure to catch up right after this episode. Today, we're exploring a concept that's equally fascinating and potent in the world of marketing: loss aversion. Have you ever wondered why the fear of losing something can often be more motivating than the prospect of gaining something, even if they're of equal value? That's loss aversion at play, a principle deeply rooted in human psychology and extensively leveraged in sales and marketing strategies. Loss aversion is a psychological phenomenon where people tend to prefer avoiding losses to acquiring equivalent gains. It's the reason why the pain of losing $100 feels more intense than the joy of gaining $100. This principle is a cornerstone of behavioral economics, first identified by two Israeli cognitive psychologists, Amos Tversky and Daniel Kahneman. So why does loss aversion work so effectively in marketing? Well, our brains are wired to respond strongly to potential losses. When we contemplate a potential loss, the amygdala, a part of the brain associated with processing emotions, becomes particularly active. This heightened activity triggers a sense of urgency and caution, making us more receptive to messages that can help us avoid the perceived loss. When faced with a potential loss, our emotional response is more intense than when faced with a potential gain. And this heightened emotional state makes loss aversion a powerful tool in the hands of savvy marketers. A study published in the Journal of Risk and Uncertainty found that loss aversion could double the impact of marketing messages. Another research indicated that framing a marketing message in terms of what could be lost rather than what could be gained can increase customer engagement by up to 45%. Let's take a look at some real brands that have masterfully implemented loss aversion strategies. Think about Amazon Prime's free trial. The fear of losing quick, free shipping and exclusive deals after the trial ends often leads customers to continue the service. Dropbox's referral program is also a brilliant use of loss aversion. Users get additional storage space for every friend they refer. And the fear of losing extra storage, which becomes integral to the user experience, prompts more referrals. Spotify's limited-time premium offers uses loss aversion masterfully. By offering premium features like ad-free listening and offline play for a trial period, they create a sense of loss when users revert to the free version, often leading to paid subscriptions. Now, how can you implement this strategy in your business? Let's break it down. For influencers or personal brands, you can tap into loss aversion by using time-sensitive offers. For instance, you can say, "Join my exclusive webinar now and get your hands on game-changing insights I won't be posting anywhere else." For service-oriented businesses like consulting or coaching, you can tap into loss aversion by creating early bird offers. Your marketing campaign can say something along the lines of, "Book your session in the next 48 hours to lock in current rates before they increase." For product-based businesses, limited-time bundles work wonders, like buy this skincare set in the next 24 hours and get a free exclusive product that won't be available again. Remember, loss aversion is not just about creating a sense of fear, but about understanding what your customers truly value and offering them the opportunity to maintain their access to those things in a scenario where it's a win-win for both your customer and your brand. How are you going to tap into loss aversion in your marketing? Share your ideas. Visit 16ramos.com. Reach out to me. We also have a little Q&A box if you're listening on Spotify. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Now, if you're wondering about what other sales psychology tactics are out there, I've got a book recommendation for you. It's called From Browsers to Buyers. I wrote this as your ultimate playbook for using sales psychology principles with storytelling so that you can convert more customers. You can find it on 16ramos.com. Join me again tomorrow. We'll delve into the halo effect in branding. Ever wondered how a single positive trait of a brand can elevate your perception of all its other aspects? That's the halo effect, and we're going to uncover how it shapes our brand perceptions and decision-making processes. Thank you for tuning in. I've got my Van Schaud, my mulled wine, so I gotta go drink it before it gets cold. I'll see you in the next episode. Au revoir.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.